Okay, we'll go back. We have one under advisement. And that is case number 9,855.
Right.
Variance from the front yard setback requirement. And this is the gentleman about the pole drilling. Request the 15-foot variance from the required 30-foot.
He did say that he could move it.
Yeah, he did say he could move it, but he would like to just leave it there to not use any more of his ground, farm ground, or his ground there.
Mr. Mills, that's a big piece of ground out there.
It is.
Out there, yeah.
Where's the entry?
That road in front. This is front yard.
Okay, where's the entry?
Right here.
Seaford.
That's not Seaford. It's a right of way, and I think that road might be 20 feet wide. It's not the normal 30 foot.
How much more than that?
It's an easy way.
I said it's not much more than 20 feet, is it? 20, 21.
I don't see the point.
I don't either.
That 2 acres. Yeah, but yeah,
it's for moving over, and he's got the ground to move it.
He just didn't use up his ground, which, you know, that wasn't really.
Yeah, but
I mean, he's creating that. It's not really a hardship on us or anybody. I mean, on it, he's wanting it for himself.
It's a 2-acre parcel.
And 2-acre parcel on top of that. I can't really.
He doesn't. He didn't address any of the
standards
for granting variance.
Granting variance.
I want to is not one of the standards.
He didn't say why or anything. Just
he didn't. He just wanted to use up his ground. He wanted to just keep his clothes. So that's right. That's not even anything under.
Motion to deny case number 9,855.
That was second to that?
As it doesn't meet the standards for granting
the variance. Mr. Workman?
Second?
Yeah. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 9,855, which does not meet the standards for granting of a variance. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied. Gentlemen, it's everything, I guess, for this evening, at the exception of a special meeting for next Monday night, the 11th. And Mr. Rickards, you will have, for us on the trail.
I'll have in depth. I'll have some information for you for the mobile homes.
Mobile homes.
Talking about
mobile home parks.
Mobile home parks.
And sign or anything in general on that
signs,
also.
Signs also. They've already written an ordinance with that. So everything that you might want to be interested in to see.
And a computer class would be the first thing that when we get to the gentleman's going to do that, get that out of the way first.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
Then we got three old cases that we have to do them in. Then.
What time
remember
do
we took
eat?
Three? Well, yeah. Okay.
Bud, how one of the things that we still do on the applications, we put road numbers instead of road names.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because the computer is set up that way. When they pull it up on the computer. It'll say that we just haven't gotten to that. They haven't gotten to that in, let's say, an information system yet. The database is everything there is put on road numbers. Now, if you notice the county map, they have road numbers. And then they have the name of, the name of the age.
Right.
Going to be the next step. Process, I'm not sure.
One of the advantages of that would be like with Google Earth. Google Earth.
Yeah.
For us to be able to actually look at the property.
Jeez, I do that, really, I do that all the time. Sometimes if I'd like one of these, in fact, I was talking to Mr. Workman on the phone and I had the site that we were talking about, remember?
Yep.
And I had the site and I could zero in just to see where they were going to plan, and it's because I was on the last case. The last one you approved, and I saw where they wanted to put it, and I just zoomed right in there, and I said, I'm kind of busy today. I don't want to run all the way up there and take a look at it. What do you think? And he talked me right through it, and I was looking right at it.
One of the things I understand that we can get is, and I don't know if one of the screens has a mouse down there. I think Dale Dukes has one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I see.
But also, if we, and I'll say something to Eddie, if we have a keyboard, then we can actually type in the address and go right to it on Google and look at it.
Yeah.
And one of the advantages of that, several times in the past, we've had people say, what's on the back of the property? No, there's not a mobile home back there. And
we can zero right in on it. If we can get that way.
It is. You have to be careful with that is when those aerials were taken. They're all aerials.
Right.
And they're getting to the point where, like I said, where I'll discuss that way, we're gonna superimpose, we got aerials going on now, we're gonna lay down and superimpose them over top of what we had.
Right.
To get lots in mobile home parks.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the next big step is to take the whole county.
Right.
Of course, that's a big undertaking.
Well, yeah, and that's, you know, Google already does that.
Yes. But we, I don't know, really, that, I guess you can ask Eddie, but I don't know when that, how should I say, those shots were taken, you know what I mean, what year, what.
Right.
Some of them, you look at them, if you look at them, it looks like it was in the wintertime, not the summer.
Well, and they're also, a lot of them are using NAVTEC overlays, which are wrong.
Right, that's right. Which are wrong. But they're working on, I know Information Systems is working on a pretty sophisticated system, and we're getting better at it all the time, and I just know that you gentlemen are gonna have to know that a little something about computers now to get through some of the things that you're gonna have to go through. What, a 74, what? Come on, guys, I'm learning.
Walking apart.
Walking apart, piece cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, there being no other business, vote for adjournment.
Motion adjourned.
This guy.
All in favor?
Give him a vote, it's right here.
All in favor? You did want to stay?
Good job.
Oh, you want to stay?